We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A rough weekend for LSU, and it's been really several weekends of rough baseball. Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, joining us now. And Jeff, you've covered LSU baseball for a long time. Has it ever been this disappointing?
You got to probably go back to the Smoke Laval times, mm-hmm. where you kind of sensed it was coming to an end. And, he spent 4 years, so it was either the 05 or 06 season. You know, it got pretty rough there after he got after he made a couple trips to the College World Series and didn't do anything there. And I would say maybe even in 08, you know, where things were really struggling. You know, Maneri's first year was not very good. That was rough. And then in 08, they started out really bad in SEC play. And then, of course, that was the year they turned it on. They made an unbelievable run, won 20-plus games in a row. And, then at that point, the program kind of took off a little bit, won a national championship the next season. And then, you know, outside of 2011 and in a couple of years, it's been a consistent national championship contender, College World Series contender. But this is rough right now. This is a real rough patch that the program's going through. 4-11 in SEC play. That's not good.
Not at all. Not good, Larry. Not good at all. Jeff, this weekend, they had all the momentum in game one. I mean, they won 5-1, and they had all the momentum really in game two. And then the seventh inning happened, and it's like it evaporated right before their very eyes. And if there's one thing, maybe, Jeff, that you could second guess is Labus giving up back-to-back singles, maybe you get him out of there one batter earlier. But Devin Fontenot has been in situations like that where he's come in and is forced to get outs, and he didn't get his job done either.
No, and then Paul Maneri talked about that today. That was a lot of what he spoke about today in his Zoom press conference with reporters was, you know, I know a lot of people might want to focus on who should be the third starter on the weekends to replace Jaden Hill, but the bigger problem and the thing that concerns Paul Maneri the most is the fact that they just have not been able to close out games the way you need to close out games. They've had several cases where they've been right there. At Tennessee, they were one pitch away from winning a game, and at least at that time possibly salvaging a game in the series, and they were not able to do it. And they've had three different guys they've given that opportunity to between, you know, Garrett Edwards, Ty Floyd, and obviously Devin Fontenot. And while sometimes they've had some success, there's other times they haven't. And then what's the most demoralizing thing that can happen to a baseball team is when you're winning the whole game, or you're two or three outs away from winning a game and you end up losing. They were able to salvage those games in non-conference where they came back and won those games and they had all these walk-off victories. But when you get into SEC play and you blow these games, it's hard to win them back or hard to come back because the talent is so good. And, you know, I found it interesting that A.J. Labus said after the Saturday doubleheader loss, where he just talked about that he lost it mentally in the seventh inning. And that kind of tells me, Christian, that this team has now gotten to the point where they're almost expecting bad things to happen to them late in games, and that's not good. That is very difficult to try to correct, and this is coming from a veteran guy on that staff.
LSU has lost, Jeff, 7 games this year by 2 or fewer runs. 7. Three of them in the SEC.
Half of them, at least, they had to be leading late in the ball game too in those contests, I would think.
Yeah, and Jeff, I wrote about this online at WWL.com. Is, you know, look, they're not a very good team, and that's the bottom line. You just got to call it like you see it. But the bigger thing for me is the idea that they're young. They're no longer young anymore. You've played half your conference games. The whole youth excuse is over for me. You know, you're no longer young. You know, it's the way it goes. You know, you might have that for the first series or two in the SEC, but you've played 15 conference games now. You've seen a multitude of college SEC arms. You should be able to adjust. And another thing, Jeff, would you agree that their margin for error in games is tiny? Because it's either the offense is asleep or the pitching, the bullpen's blowing leads. And one doesn't pick up the other. You agree with that?
And I would say with a lot of teams that are not very good, that's probably the case. It's maybe one day the offense is clicking, and then but you don't have the pitching to go with it, or one day you might have the pitching, but you don't have the hitting to go with it. So, yeah, I would say that's probably something that occurs with a lot of teams that are struggling like LSU.
Jeff, do you think they get to or right at the 10 win threshold?
So the next 2 weekends are rough. So you got Ole Miss, and then you got number 1 ranked Arkansas. Can you win one of those out of those? I mean, this is almost kind of sad to think about it from an LSU perspective, but can you at least win one out of these next 6 conference games, or at least win 2? If you can somehow figure out to win 2, that gets you to 6. And then the next 3 series are all winnable series: Auburn, Alabama, Texas A&M. Then, you know, who knows? Maybe out of those remaining 9 conference games, you can win 6 of those. Gets you to 12 wins. That's at least good enough to get you in the SEC tournament. Probably not good enough, though, to get you in the NCAA tournament. I still think that number out there is 13, maybe 14. If they get the 13 or 14 wins, that means they probably played well in one of those series against Ole Miss or Arkansas, or maybe even both.
If they are 10 and 20, Jeff, changes in some order are coming. I think that would be a fair statement to say, to assume that, right? If you go 10 and 20.
I think so. Yeah, I would say so.
I don't know that it's Paul Maneri that would be changed out, but I would feel comfortable with saying that, hey, it's likely going to be their pitching coach, Alan Dunn.
Yeah, I would think you're going to see changes in the staff. There's no doubt. And it's hard to say where that might come. I mean, this is really the first season with Eddie Smith as the hitting coach. He was here in last year, but I don't know how much really last year counts. Alan Dunn's been around for a long time. And, you know, he's had some successes, but there's been other guys he hasn't developed probably to the level that you would think. You'd go back to a guy like Zach Hess, where they were never able to really figure out what's the best role for that guy, and you almost kind of wasted his stuff when he was here. Devin Fontenot's got great stuff. You've seen guys regress, like a Trent Dittmeyer. I mean, that guy's ERA is around 7 or somewhere around there. That's not what you should have with a guy that's been around as long as he's been. I think at 10 wins, you got to make some sort of changes. But as far as the position players go, I think they do have a good core of players, and they just got to figure out how to build around them. But you look at these other programs now. I mean, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, Arkansas, Vanderbilt. I mean, these programs are rocking and rolling and showing no signs of letting up. And so how do you get back there? Do you need a completely new approach to try to regenerate the program? And I think that's something that Scott Woodward's got to think about, and I think he's got to talk when the season comes to an end. He's got to ask Paul, how do you get some, I don't want to say get some life back in this program, but how do you get it where it's kind of sizzling again? Because right now it's stale, and Paul's got to figure out on how to do that. Sometimes the best decision is to completely clean house, but I don't think that occurs just because of how much Paul has done for the university, how many wins they've had. This is really one bad season. Have there been some seasons that didn't reach expectations? Yeah, but for the most part, year in and year out, this is a really good baseball program, contending to go to Omaha every year. This year, it's just not happening. You give them another season, I think they do.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think next year would be the year that he would be on the hot seat. He's still got this year included and two more years after that left on his contract. And that, we all know that stuff matters when you're thinking about moving on from a coach. You got to think about that from an athletic department standpoint. I agree with you. And, look, I think to a degree, Jeff, rightfully so, Paul Mainieri has done enough, accomplished enough to earn a little respect. You can't just jettison the all-time active wins leader. You just can't dismiss it that quickly. You know what I mean?
No, I agree. I think so. And again, I think it probably just comes back to, how do you get this? Okay, you got a couple of really good position players. I think you can build around in Dylan Cruz and Trey Morgan. I think you got a good shortstop in Jordan Thompson. You're starting to see some stuff from Zach Arnold. The recruiting classes have been where you need them. I mean, if you look, it isn't like Christian that they've had like these recruiting classes that all of a sudden have dipped down to be in the 17th or 18th or, I mean, he's still bringing in top 10, top 5 recruiting classes. It's just when he gets all these pieces, he's not putting them in the right spot, or you lose some pieces during the course of it, whether it's guys leaving the program or guys getting hurt or whatnot. He just hasn't been able to put all the pieces together to really make another great run at winning his second national championship. But they got some pieces to work with going into 2021, and you just got to hope you got to build around it. But if I had to say one thing that where I think they're lacking is just enough really good pitching arms. It just seems like, of course, you watch a lot of college baseball too, especially when LSU plays these other teams, that every guy coming out of the bullpen or even like the Sunday starters or whatever, I mean, they just got nasty stuff. And that's where LSU is, I think, kind of lacking, where they seem to have four guys that are really good, but they just don't have the depth, or they haven't built the depth, or whatever it may be, to really where for an entire weekend, you got 6, 7, 8, guys that are coming out, whether they're starting or out of the bullpen, that really put a fear in opposing teams and their hitters. I don't get that sense when teams go up against LSU, but you sense that when LSU plays other teams.
Yeah, I agree with that, and but I think they were set up. Obviously, the injury to Jaden Hill. I mean, this weekend rotation looked very impressive. Just inexperienced this year coming in, but nonetheless, yeah. But at the same time, Jeff, I would say that very few teams in the SEC have Jack Leiter and Kumar Rocker in back-to-back.
No.
And that doesn't happen very often either.
I think Vanderbilt, that's an outlier as far as, having two top five guys in your weekend rotation. But even when they face the likes of, the guy that threw the final game against LSU from South Carolina, the Sanders kid. I mean, he was fantastic. When they played Tennessee, just the amount of arms that they had, that all these guys just very impressive looking. And it doesn't seem like LSU matches what other teams are doing when it comes to their pitching staffs. And this year, I know they've had a couple injuries. I mean, the Matthew Beck injury is big, and it's not like Matthew Beck has, you know, outstanding stuff, but he's a guy that knows how to get SEC hitters out. They've missed him. He's apparently coming back here hopefully soon. And obviously Jaden Hill, not living up, because here you thought you had a guy that was a top five pick. And, you know, Paul even suggested it today out loud that maybe the best thing that they should have done with Jaden was put him in the bullpen and have him be the guy that, goes out there and he can throw 2-3 innings and just shut an opponent down. That's what LSU had last year that kind of made him intriguing, to have a guy like that that can just come in at a big spot in the weekend. You imagine throwing him in game two, bringing a guy like that in. You hold that 2-0 lead, and you end up winning the series, and you feel a lot better about yourself no matter what the outcome is of game three, and the season looks different at that point as well.
Jeff, Jalen wanted the opportunity to prove to the pros that he can be a starter.
Yeah.
They don't draft relievers very high. That's why LSU did.
No. And I'm not second guessing Paul, but you know that you want to still have some guys that are coming in there out of the bullpen that have some pretty good stuff. And I agree. I think Jaden Hill should have been the starter. That's what the guy is. He's got the body built for it. He has the pitch mix to do it. It just didn't work out. And an unfortunate injury. And now you just kind of hope he's able to have a good pro career. But for LSU, I just think they need to get more arms, better arms. And when they get the arms, they got to develop them. You can't have these veteran guys like this, like the Fontenots, or have a guy like Aaron George who really looks the part, but you never figure it out with them. You know, I mean, there's a lot of guys that have come and go here in this LSU program that they gave a lot of chances to, as regardless whether they were relievers or whatnot, and they couldn't get it done. Now, there's some good freshman pitchers here. I mean, Will Helmers, he's looked good. He hasn't fared well against SEC pitch or SEC hitting, but looks like he's got something. Blake Money looks like he's got something, even though the results aren't there. The key is developing them, and I don't think they've developed enough pitching here to help them in situations, especially like this year, where pitching needed to be the strength of this team because of, I know you don't want to hear it, Christian, but how young the hitters were on this team.
Yeah, look, you're completely on the money. It's about LSU can procure the talent, but they haven't shown a track record here lately, in particular with pitchers, to develop the talent. That's why it's easy to speculate that if this season continues on its path, Alan Dunn might be changed out at the pitching coach. Jeff, we got to run, man. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Christian. Talk to you later.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.